where Sarnia Lambton gets its news first. Here's an update from Sarnia News Today.
City police are still investigating what they now say was a drive-by shooting on Fairview Place Tuesday night. In an update today, they say no one was hurt. Sarnia police allege a family home was struck by rapid-fire gunshots from a passing vehicle by an unknown person. The bullets penetrated the exterior of the building, and thankfully none of the occupants were struck. Sarnia police are asking anyone with information or who may have video surveillance in the area to contact them or Crime Stoppers. We unofficially set two new record temperatures in Sarnia Lambton yesterday and today. Yesterday, it got up to 11 Celsius, breaking the all-time high for February 8th, which was 9.2 Celsius, set in 1990. The temperature reached 16 Celsius this afternoon, topping the previous mark for February 9th, which happened just last year at 13.2 Celsius. After getting up to around 9 tomorrow, it'll cool off again, with highs of 2 and 3 on Sunday and Monday, respectively. Marketing the community is a key focus for Tourism Sarnia Lambton this year. Executive Director Mark Perrin made the comments at a recent county council meeting. He says they have some exciting plans for the year that includes attracting more filming locally and supporting the Petrolia 150th anniversary celebrations.
We're looking forward to updating a lot of our facility guides, including our sports and recreation facilities, our hotel programs, and overall our business directories. We're looking forward to working with many of our businesses and continue to help them achieve success and growth in the industry. And soon we'll be announcing an event that will be welcoming the world to Sarnia Lambton.
Perrin says rather than focusing on infrastructure, their main focus has been on attracting events. You can read more at sarnianewstoday.ca. Stats Canada says the unemployment rate edged down slightly to 5.7% last month as the economy added 37,000 jobs. It marks the first decline in the unemployment rate since December 2022. Employment rose across several sectors in January, led by wholesale and retail trade, as well as finance, insurance, real estate, rental, and leasing. The new library at the Clearwater Arena should be open in April. It was delayed due to shipping delays on some custom material. Facilities manager Tom Bernard says they're excited to see the project completed.
The city is excited to be working with our partners at Lambton County to deliver a new library branch in the Clearwater Community Center. Currently working towards an opening date in April. However, details are not yet finalized.
Materials and equipment for the library were moved from the former Mall Road Library, which closed in the fall. The site's expected to act as a community hub with the arena, library, and a new transit terminal. And a congratulations to Susan Starr of Sarnia. She's $500,000 richer after winning a Max Millions prize on a Lotto Max ticket for the January 16th draw. She says she's not sure what to do with her winnings, but says a trip with family and friends is a possibility. The winning ticket was purchased at Metro on London Road in Sarnia. Partly cloudy skies tonight, a 30% chance of showers on a southwest wind, low 2 degrees. A mix of sun and cloud tomorrow, high 8, and a mix of sun and cloud Sunday and Monday, highs near 3 degrees.
Find these stories online at sarnianewstoday.ca.